the biggest problem is there because they don't have a lot of youth schools or academy and stuff like that, and you get good players. Their skills, it's how to say, the technical they are good, but tactical they are very, very bad, and sometimes it's a problem because you don't know how to talk with them, how to explain them, because they play the football like they want to play, and this is a little bit different than Europe or some.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Shoot the Defence. I'm your host, Del, and my guest is none other than a fantastic goalkeeping coach. It's Nihad Pekovic. Nihad, how are you doing, my friend?
I am fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Very good, thanks. How's Slovenia right now?
It's a little bit crazy like everywhere in the world, but we manage to work and live as normal as we can.
That's right. Well, look, you actually are the goalkeeping coach for the Iraqi national team. Is that correct?
Yeah, right now, yeah. Right now, yeah. No, not right now, almost 3 years almost.
So you're obviously back in Slovenia because of COVID. How are you finding the role? I mean, you've been there for 3 years, so you must enjoy it.
To be honest, it's just a job, and now it's very, very difficult to find something. But my boss, previous boss, we worked together in a Slovenian national team. He get an offer, he take the job, and we go all from here, go there, and we are there 3 years, almost 3 years now.
Is it a big, big challenge because of the political issues surrounding the nation?
To be honest, I don't know, because we don't understand nothing, and to find somebody to speak English, I'm not an expert in English, but there, nobody speaks English, so you know what they told you, the guys who are around the team, and that's it. The rest you can see and you can feel nothing else about just football, so that's it.
That's the important thing, isn't it? Because that's what you're there for. So you don't want to get involved in the political aspect. But tell me about the quality of Iraqi footballers, because you as a goalkeeping coach, I'm sure you've seen several fantastic goalkeepers in your time, played against many fantastic goalkeepers. How do you rate the quality of goalkeepers and footballers in Iraq?
Yeah, you know, the biggest problem is there because they don't have a lot of youth schools or academy and stuff like that, and you get good players. Their skills, it's how to say, the technical they are good, but tactical they are very, very bad, and sometimes it's a problem because you don't know how to talk with them, how to explain them, because they play the football like they want to play, and this is a little bit different than Europe or some, like I said, serious football. But they're good.
Do you think it's because football isn't the main sport in the country, and maybe because it's a developing nation like in other parts of the Middle East, football perhaps took a back seat, whereas now they're slowly understanding the game?
Yes. And they are crazy about football. Really, they are crazy. They are, before this corona stuff, we played some games and it was crazy, you know. I see a lot of big stadium with a lot of fans, but here it's really, really crazy. They are crazy. That's it. They're crazy. But it's nice. It's nice to play there. It's nice to play there, really. But they only have football and that's it. That's it. Well, they don't have nothing else.
Well, talk to me about Mr. Katanec, because this guy was a football legend. He was at Sampdoria, he was at Partizan, he was at Stuttgart, he managed the Slovenian national team. And for him to calling you up to work with him, you've worked with him before. What's he like as a coach and as a person, obviously?
He's, how to say, he's very tough. very tough because he was tough to himself when he played, and he wants to everybody be like him, what is impossible. But he's, how to say, not honest but fair. He just want to see, and what he see, that's it. Nobody can come to him and talk about who must to play, because in these countries, you know, the presidents and stuff like around the team, everybody have some favorite player and they like to talk. Maybe he will like to play, you know, something like that. But he don't care about that. And I think this is the main point why he makes some good results with these teams, you know. That's it.
Well, he spent some time before in the Middle East, didn't he? Because I think he was the UAE, the United Arab Emirates national team coach in
2010.
I don't know. I can't remember. So he knows the culture, but he's traveled everywhere. You know, I think he managed in Greece at one point where you played. He was at Olympiakos, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he was, but he was not a long time in Olympiakos because of these teams, because the president. I don't know, there's some guy who is rich,
famous. Galiz, or was it Marinakis? I can't remember which
one. Yeah, and it's something like that. They start to fight about this. We buy these players, we buy these players, but these players was not so good. And he said, sorry, they are not good, they will not play. And he go.
Well, it's got to be his way. He's the manager, it's just got to be his way. But, that's how it works, no?
Yeah, but you know, in the Middle East or some, because I play some 2-3 years I play in Greece. I know how it's working in Greece. You know, the people with the money, they think they know everything. They are the best. They know everything, not just about coaching, but everything, everything about grass, about, I don't know, whatever. And that's, sometimes it's difficult to work with these people, but if you are, you have your way, this is the best.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, look, let's go back to your playing days. And I believe you played for Olimpia Ljubljana back in 1991. Is that correct?
Yeah, I played 13 years for them.
13 years. Like yeah. There you go. And you played in the UEFA Cup, the European Cup Winners' Cup. You got a famous win against Espanyol, if I'm not mistaken. Is that right?
Yeah. But, you know, it was a long, long time ago. So.
Still a win. Come on. It's a big team. Even Pochettino was playing for them that day.
Yeah. 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 But we, in this time, we have a good team in Olympia. Okay. But, you know, Slovenia, it's very, very small country and it's very, very difficult to make some good results. Okay. Maribor make some great, great things in Europe. But it's very, very difficult to here in these small countries, you know, because money, it's always the problem. That's it.
Yeah, I think you get that with a lot of nations, especially in Eastern Europe, say Hungary, Serbia, Bosnia.
Yeah.
But the thing is, everyone kind of knows each other as well, isn't it? Everyone seems to know certain people that are in certain regions.
Yeah, that's it. Because, you know, still the ex-Yugoslavia, like say, you know, the people knows because they're not so old, so people are around, I don't know, 50-60, they play in previous country in Yugoslavia. Yeah. And you know, it's, we are not same but similar in thinking, in culture, and that's it. And everybody wants to do something, but it's very, very difficult here because, you know, you want to play,
of course. Of course. But listen, I remember the Slovenian national team, was it 2002, I want to say? World Cup, was it 2002?
World Cup and the Euro Cup. Yeah. I don't know, to be honest. I don't
2000, must have been 2000. Was it when Zajović was playing?
Yeah. They go to, they play in, where? In Japan and South...
Japan and South Korea, that's right, yeah.
And Netherlands?
That's right. Yeah. They play. What game was it? Was it? It wasn't against Spain, was it? They play. Who did they play against?
I think they play. I don't know.
Yugoslavia. It was the Yugoslavia. The 3-3.
Yes, Serbia 3-3, and Serbia Yugoslavia that time. Spain and
Norway.
Maybe, I don't know. To be honest, I don't know really. I don't remember because. I don't remember because it's a long time ago.
Well, yeah. I mean, you played for 13 years at Olimpia Ljubljana. It's one of the biggest clubs in the country. Yeah. And I seem to remember there was a player that played for Lille and then he joined Tottenham Hotspur, but he originally started at Ljubljana, Acimovic.
Acimovic, yeah. He played, yeah, for Ljubljana. They go to Red Star, Belgrade, and then go to Lille or something somewhere in France, and Tottenham, I think, a little bit.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. What was he like? What was he like in the squad? Good player. Very good player.
Yeah, very good. Very clever. A little bit slow, but very good player. Very, very good. Yeah, he was technical. Very, very good. A little bit slow, but good, 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 good. And now he is appointed coach of under 21 Slovenia.
Oh, really? Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good. Very good. That's good for the development of the kids as well. It's about having a former national team player.
Yeah, they start to do something like that in the Slovenian national team. So they put this guy, they put Cesar, he played for Marseille.
Okay.
And he have, 100 caps for a national team. He's now under 18, so they start to move these guys to try to do something because... the last big tournament was South Africa.
2010, yeah.
And that's it. So they need some good results because you need to do it something, yeah.
Oh, 100%, 100%. Yeah. Well, going back to your playing days, I think you played against Anderlecht. Was it in the UEFA Cup?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you played against the Jan Koller, the big Czech.
Yeah, the big guy. Czech.
He was really difficult, yeah?
Yeah, but not for me, for the guy who needed to guard him. It was very, very difficult. Yeah, he was weak. But they have a good team, yeah, with, I think, one.
Radzinski, the other striker, yeah. Thomas Radzinski.
Yeah, Radzinski. It was very, very fast. Very, very fast. But yeah, you can play, but it's difficult to win. That was always like here in this. These days when we play. Now it's a little bit easy because I think the quality of football, it's not so big different between teams, let's say like this. You know?
Yeah. So what were your favorite memories when you were playing, in these big European games? You must have been quite excited to face these, you went to Anderlecht, which is a big stadium, and you played the Espanyol, you also played the AEK. AEK, yeah. Athens and get Spire and all those other players?
I was the big team, big game. I don't know. To be honest, it was just I come, play and go. But you know, when you play, you don't think about how we play against, I don't know, who cares, but you want to win. But it's very, very difficult. And okay, you come and the most disappointing to us because we don't win in Espanol because we need to win and we didn't win. This was one of the biggest disappointments when I played. But that's it. That's just, it's just a life. You come, you win sometimes, you sometimes lose and you go home.
Well, I think I understand your disappointment because I think you won the first game 2-0 and then
2-1, I think.
2-1, was it 2-1? And then you lost the second game 2-0. So 2-1, you think you've got a big chance. And when you won that game 2-1, what was the atmosphere like in the city? Was it a lot of fans in the road celebrating?
Well, to be honest, in Ljubljana, it's not so, how to say, famous when you play something, or it's not so wow, because in Ljubljana we have basket, we have handball and stuff like that, and I don't know, the people in Slovenia, they are not so how to say, I don't know in English,
excited or
they are not, I don't know, you can, I don't know, Michael Jordan can walk in the middle of the center. Nobody will come to him and say, wow, something like that. Okay, they have some heroes now in football or basketball or something. But, the people are polite. I think like something like that. I don't know how to say in English. But it's not so wow, euphoric and something like that. You know,
yeah.
They say, uh-huh, bravo, good, and that's it.
Yeah, you know, they probably think it's rude to bother the person, isn't it? You know, the person who's going shopping or he's with his family. Oh, leave him alone. He just wants his.
That's the good things in Ljubljana, really. Mm-hmm. Because one guy, he's coach now in some Belgium, I think, Slovenian guy. He's a friend of Lloris, the goalkeeper of
Tottenham.
Yeah. Yep. And Lloris come every year. He comes in Ljubljana for 7 days, 10 days to rest.
Right.
Because nobody bother him. No, he can walk in the middle of the streets, go to the dinner, go to the coffee, drink whatever. And everybody just maybe say, hello, you're good. And that's it. Yeah. You know, and that's good for the... Here is good. This is excellent. What I like in Ljubljana, to be honest.
Brilliant. I have a question about your international career. You had two caps, two games for Bosnia.
Yeah, because my parents are from Bosnia and I can get the passport because I'm born here in Slovenia. But if you have parents from Bosnia, because these separate things with Yugoslavia, you can do this. And yeah, I play two games and then I get injured. I broke my
shoulder, collarbone.
Shoulder, clavicus.
Yeah. Collarbone,
I was there for 2-3 years more, and that's it.
But you must have been quite proud because the first game I think was against, was it Macedonia, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, Macedonia.
And the next game was Malta, but both games were away. They weren't in Bosnia, were they? So you didn't have the crowd there.
Yeah, but because this was just a friendly games, and before the start the qualification, I don't know which one, I broke the bone in the training before the game, and that was it. But it was good experience for me. Yeah, I was there for 2 years maybe, and this guy who played, the goalkeeper, he was good. So I was just on the bench, but I say after.
You were happy for him.
Okay, that's normal, you know, when you are in a keeping your goalkeeper, they are just one of them.
Yeah.
So
you got to take the opportunity, isn't it? Yeah.
You need to wait your chance. So that's it, always.
Yeah. But you played alongside Hasan Salihamidzic, a fantastic player that was at Bayern Munich, and also Elvir Bolic, who scored a very famous goal for Fenerbahce at Old Trafford.
Yeah. That was good. We have a good team, but this was just before the end of the war.
Mm.
You know, it was 2007, something like that.
Yeah.
2006, and the player was good, but all the rest was disaster. So they. That's the reason why they do nothing with good team, really.
Well, there's a lot more players now available to Bosnia, isn't there? I mean, obviously, we've seen Edin Dzeko do so well for the national team. Asmir Begovic, fantastic goalkeeper.
Yeah, but you know, it's not only because they're good now or they are, because the things around the national team, it's on little bit higher level, and that's the main point. You know, you can come, but if you don't have all this stuff on the some level, sorry, but that's it.
Absolutely. Well, what are your plans now? Because obviously you can't go back to Iraq because of COVID, I assume. What are you doing?
We go.
Yeah?
I go back in Monday.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. But the qualification cancelled in Asia. But we have some friendly games against Uzbekistan, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, we go to Uzbekistan to play this friendly game, and after what we will play in June, I think they will make a tournament because we still have to play 3 or 4 games in. Second part of qualification, because in Asia it's a lot of teams, and then we need to play one more part, and we need to win Hong Kong and Cambodia, and that's it.
Right,
we are in
right.
the next round. So we go, Monday I go back.
It's a young squad, isn't it? A lot of 22, 23-year-olds, no?
Who knows?
Oh, brilliant. Well, Nihad, thank you very much for your time. Really appreciate it. And good luck with everything. And hopefully next time you can come on the show, we will talk again, other things.
Whatever you want, I'm here. Not here, but I'm on the
You'll be around.
I know how to use it.
Lovely. Fantastic. Are you on social media so that maybe people can send you questions if they have anything?
To be honest, I'm just, No.
Just
this LinkedIn.
Probably best to stay away from Instagram and Twitter and Facebook.
To be honest, really. Too many crazy people around.
Not a problem. Well, guys, we're on Twitter and on Instagram at Shooted Fence. So until next time, take care.
Thank you. Bye.